Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
And it is right now 25 past four. It's time for our COVID slot. I'll be chatting to Dr. Daniel Israel, a GP at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird Medical Center in Burnham. And I cannot believe, Daniel Israel, that we are going to be talking about predictions for the fourth wave. What a miserable topic this afternoon.
Next year, we might be talking about predictions for the eighth wave. You should be optimistic today.
Okay, let's do it. So, give it to me. What are we?
So, Simon, look, the countries across the world that you look at in the first world are all having waves still. So even though we have a majority, or there's a feeling out there that COVID's over at the moment, and our numbers still continue to be the best or in the best that they've ever been, it's almost a given that in South Africa we will have a fourth wave. The Department of Health actually spoke about this at their media briefing for Friday. And the question is just going to be when it will be and how severe it will be. So initially, based on the predictions, the statistical predictions of the waves of this virus, and you can actually look at this, like it's almost like a sine graph, and you can see that the fourth wave really should have come at possibly end of November, early December. Yeah. And the good news is that it hasn't yet. So we don't know exactly why. It might be because of the weather, it might be because of behavior and outdoors, we don't know. But the thoughts are that the fourth wave is delayed and we can already see it will be later than it was originally expected. However, even now, the epidemiologists and modelers have said that they're looking at the end of December or early January, that type of time, to almost definitely have a fourth wave. Prof. Abdul Karim spoke, and he said that the two most influential factors that will determine this fourth wave, how bad it will be and how much it will impact us, or what variants of concern or what variants will be around at the time, and the vaccination status of the country. And the variants, as we might know from the World Health Organization, are broken into different categories of seriousness. And interestingly, Delta, which has been possibly the most serious, has only been a variant of concern. It hasn't been labeled anything worse than that. If we get a variant that is more resistant to vaccination, we will certainly have a much bigger fourth wave here and one that could really have worse consequences. But thankfully, we haven't had that so far. The next factor, which is most important, is vaccination. Now, just remember that even in Europe, where they have 80% vaccination rates in some of the countries, they're still having a fourth wave, but just very low hospitalizations. And in South Africa, we're sitting at around 50%, and we're struggling to bring the numbers higher than that. So unfortunately, we still are likely to have people being hospitalized and needing a whole rigmarole again with ventilation, etc., because of no vaccination and a fourth wave.
So that figure of 40 to 50% is an interesting one, Daniel. Surely one has to add to that those who've had COVID and recovered, and surely then that takes us to a much higher, much better number than the 40 or 50 you referred to.
It absolutely does, and I think that, you know, perhaps that there are, this is where it's becoming a little political and out there, that people feel that people who are pushing vaccinations or don't take into account natural immunity, and that certainly isn't the case. I think that there is certainly a refractory period, so to speak, after getting COVID where one has some natural immunity, and we don't know exactly how long that will be, and one must add that in. And therefore, perhaps you're right. Not perhaps, you are right. But I'm not sure that extra amount, especially on the tail of such a long period now of thankfully such low cases, will add up to enough of an extra 30 or 40% to give us a herd immunity that will prevent our country from going through another wave. It's just astonishing that so many people are still unvaccinated.
Are these experts who are opining on this fourth wave mentioning anything as to numbers or what could be expected, or is that an unreasonable question?
They aren't, and I've looked for that information, and I mean, there probably are. You can probably find statistical modeling, as they've done in the previous waves, as to best case scenario A, worst case scenario C, and middle of the road B, but the reality is that we don't know, and it's, as I said, it depends very much on what COVID's going around at the time. But if it's still, because remember, there are a lot of variants. It's not just Delta. We've seen variants. If you look on the WHO, you'll find a lot of variants listed there. But assuming it is Delta, Hopefully, you know, certainly amongst vaccinated communities or capsules, it will be far less of a serious disease. And that's why it's so important at the moment, if we know that we're going to have a situation where it will be breaking out. And I've seen even on a small, small scale, little breakouts here and there in our community in the last few weeks. But why it's so important to make sure that there's enough vaccination in those circles so that we don't have to deal with it.
Daniel, thank you as always. I'm sure we'll chat tomorrow. And yeah, thank you for taking me to 4:30 on the dot.